turn 4 or 5 times to get to it.
What would you call it? You're talking about streets and a situation where your road goes here and you have maybe railroad tracks or something that come up over the road, you go under the
overpass. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You go, I mean, well, you go under the underpass, you know, like, and if I tell you when you come to the underpass, you know, you're on the right, in the right direction, you just come straight ahead.
And you go over, so the train's under.
Yeah, well, that's over, underpass over. And overpass.
That's that scary. We're talking about driving, when you're parking, and you can't, what do you call the kind of parking where you can just drive in, you have your cars, they kind of sit at an angle. Like that, you just drive in.
Parallel parking.
Is that the one where you have to back in, parallel parking?
Yeah, well, either way, you know. Now, the people that I usually ride with, I mean, we park this way here in the yard. And it's just according to how, if it's bad weather, we're going to back in. Mm-hmm. And if it's just like today, we just drive in, you know, and we park the same way.
And is that the other kind of parking?
What you call just straight parking? Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I would call it. You know, I wouldn't call it that. I would call one parallel parking, the other one
straight in.
Mm-hmm.
And now, say you went down to Miller's downtown. You know, when you go in to park there, what would you call that be?
In the garage, in Miller's garage. That's where it would be. Which level are you going to be on? That's it.
Garage.
Uh-huh.
And the things you can't park beside that you plug a fire hose up in, you call those?
Fire hydrants.
You mentioned the 23-story building come down. Do you remember what building that's going to be?
Uh-huh, United American Bank.
What are the other kind of large buildings in town?
Let me see. Well, there aren't many. Well, yeah, Farragut, what used to be Farragut Hotel, what used to be Andrew Johnson Hotel, the City County Building, they're large. We got some new banks, CNC banks. They're not exactly what you would call tall buildings, but they're pretty large. They are spread out on the ground level, more or less. But I think this bank, the United American Bank, the one that's going up now, will be one of the tallest buildings that we have in town.
Do you have a name for, you know, apartments that...
Condominiums or high-rise apartments.
Are there a difference between those two?
Mm-hmm.
What would that be?
A condominium is the one that you're going to find on the outskirts, more or less, really, in the suburbs, kind of set out. But high-rises are everywhere. You can get a high rise. You can go to a high rise on just about every other street.
And the high rise is usually taller than condominium.
Mm-hmm. Well, some of them. The high rises are more or less like efficiency apartments for people, but condominiums are homes. People buy those. They don't generally rent them. Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about streets and all. What about where you have down behind some buildings a little?
Alleys? Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, yeah, because you have to go down to the alley. We need those for the trash people to come up. We have, well, there's nothing, that I've never called them anything, just an alley.
And what about a place where, area there where the buildings had been torn down and there's nothing there, they hadn't anything been rebuilt, what would you call that?
Well, and that's what we call them parking lots, because the minute they tear one down, that's exactly what they do with it, start parking on it, yes. But they would usually, when they tear out places, if it's in a residential area, it's just a vacant lot.
When I was a kid, that was one of the big, they tore a house down there, we must have a ball field.
Yeah, I think any vacant lot, if anybody owned land and didn't build on it, was